This is Think History. I'm Bill Goodman. Working for WLS Radio in Chicago, John Lehrer witnessed the growing nationwide popularity of country music. He determined to establish an entertainment venue in his native Rockcastle County, Kentucky, to showcase the region's best talent. In 1939, with partners Red Foley and Whitey Ford, Lehrer opened Renfro Valley. Soon, thanks to expanding radio networks, the Renfro Valley Barn Dance became a weekly staple in homes across America. Performers included singers, as well as fiddler Slim Miller, the all-female string band calling itself the Coon Creek Girls with Lily Mae Ledford, and the comedy duo Homer and Jethro. Renfro Valley's 1,000-seat auditorium could not accommodate all who wanted to see a show, so as many as 3 Saturday shows were staged to satisfy the demand. The complex came to include a museum, motel, and restaurant. After John Lehrer's death in 1985, his family sold the venue, which continues to provide entertainment to thousands of visitors each year.
Think History is a production of Kentucky Humanities, where we've been telling Kentucky stories for 47 years. Learn more at kyhumanities.org.